Blog Talk Radio.
With the most, Brenda Moss, aka Lady Diva. I have with me this evening Miss Lady Blues, and that track there was called Beat Beat. Welcome, Miss Lady Blues. Are you here with me this evening?
Yes, I am here, and thank you for having me.
All right, all right. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Miss Lady Blues. Tell us about your musical journey and how you became Miss Lady Blues.
Well, actually, I never intended on becoming an artist early on. You know, in my earlier years, we grew up, of course, in the South. We were born and raised in Alabama, and we grew up singing in church, of course, and I was always scared to sing in front of people. So a lot of times, if I could get in the back and, you know, hum a little bit, I was okay. But as I moved through high school, well, middle school into high school, I started getting into singing in small groups. And we eventually, before we graduated, a small group of girls, we formed a band called Eloquence. And we would perform in local talent shows and so forth. And that went pretty well. But once I left and went off into college, you know, a lot of those things were set aside. And I moved from Alabama to Atlanta a few years after leaving college, and decided I wanted to get into the music business, but not as a singer, as a person that managed artists and producers. So I also had some writing opportunities as I was doing the management side of things, and the songs that I was writing did not fit R&B or any of the pop placements and things like that that we were working on. So out of the blue one day, about 4 years ago, I decided to put a song out. My first song was Like You Used To, and that's my original first song that I released. And I put it out just to see if people would feel the music, if they would like it, and just see if I could get some feedback on it. And they liked it. I started getting shows with just having one song, so I started to record and write more. And eventually, as I started to take the journey seriously, everything developed into what it is today. You know, we're still growing and making some changes and transitions along the way, but it started that way. So it kind of was something that I ended up falling into later after writing for other artists and doing some other things. But I love it, so it's been good.
Oh, wow. So what college was that that you attended when you went to college? What name? Can you name the college?
University of Alabama in Tuscaloosa. Yeah.
Okay.
Roll Tide.
Okay. All right. Y'all heard her. Here's your girl right now. Look at her. So what is your ultimate desire that you want people to get out of your music?
Well, I just want to be able to have music and stories that are relatable, that resonate with the masses. A lot of days and a lot of times we go through a lot of situations, and music to me, I feel like represents the soundtrack of your life. For me, I can hear a song from 10 years ago, and depending on whatever emotion I had at that time, is right back there. And the same thing that I do when I go into the studio, I don't write about fictional things. I write about real life. Some of them are my stories, and some of them are stories that affected people who were very close to me. So I want people to be able to say, you know what, that's my song. That's real. I went through that last year, or I'm dealing with this now. I came, you know, out of this at this time. So I always want things to be to where it's a message, it is real, and people actually can relate to it. So that's my goal each time I go in there.
Well, you got my attention. Your agent, Melody Hudson. Yeah, your agent,
yes.
Melody Hudson. Yes. Hey, Melody. We talking about you.
Right. Lady. She's awesome. She's awesome. She's awesome. Oh, my gosh. She does so much. I'm thankful for her.
She kept posting the music on my Facebook music groups page, which is Lady Diva's
right.
Jazz, R&B, Hip Hop. And I have all Music Junior in there. And here she come out of nowhere, like she just fell out the sky. And she just started putting your music out there. And I said, I'm going to listen to this. What she trying to tell me? So I started listening. And Beat Beat, that song Beat Beat got me going. And the main song that made me fall out the chair was Certified Woman.
Oh my goodness.
That song right there.
Right.
You know, so I said, that's when I said, Melody, I got to have her on my show, you know.
Right.
So it was all set up. So I thank
that's
you
good.
For coming along on my show, letting my fans know over the sea and all through the United States, and let them know who you are, what you're about. And, honey, a lot of folks love some blues music. So
that's
tell me
good.
About the song, BB. How did you come up with the title name of that song?
Oh, my goodness. A lot of my songs is so funny. Every song I've ever written, it always happens in the restroom. And I'm not saying that, you know, like I can be in there getting something that I forgot. But this song, I was thinking about, I had talked with one of my mom's friends, and she divorced a few years back. People love to be judgmental as far as when other people find love, and they try to tell them, well, you're too old, or you're not what you used to be. You probably need to go sit down. And so she was like, oh, man, this guy, I met him, and I don't know. It's something about him. And so listening to her, it was funny to me because all I could think about was the excitement that she had in telling us this story about what happened with them. And so I'm like, dang. And, you know, I think about anything that's ever excited me, your heart starts beating real fast, and you're like, the adrenaline is like flowing. And so as I'm sitting here putting this song together, I'm like, well, you know what? A lot of people think that they can't learn from someone from a different space and place or age or whatever. I'm like, you know, some people have a lot of things they can teach you if you're willing to learn. And so it kind of started from there. And I started messing around with it, and my producer, oh, my gosh, he's awesome, Ron G. Suggs Jr. out of Mobile, Alabama. He can go pretty much literally into my head. Anything that I can imagine musically, he can get it to come to life. I just explain to him what I hear, and he plays it, and he sends it back to me. And when he sent the track, I was like, beat, beat. Yep, my heart is just gone, you know. So
yeah,
that's
yeah,
where it came from. And a lot of women are like, oh, I feel like that. So yeah.
Well, you got a good imagination and very good high creativity. I love it. So this next
Thank
song
you.
I want to play is called Come and Get It. Now, is that the main song that you want to put out? Is that the new single, Come and Get It, or is that an older song?
Come and Get It is on the album, which I just released Black Friday in 2017 on the 24th of November. Come and Get It is on the album. Come and Get It came before Beat Beat, but it's
okay.
A very good single that's still going well. And so that's why it's on the album. But they love that song, the dance to it. And a lot of women like that song as well. But, yeah, so Come and Get It. It's on the album. It was produced before Beat Beat. Beat Beat was the most recent single I had before the one I dropped a couple of days ago. So I'm still recording and still putting music out, even though the new album just came out. So, yeah.
So while you're giving all that information about the albums, can you go ahead and give our listeners out there where they can purchase our newest album?
Okay, yes. If you're on Android, you can go to Google Play and download the album, or if you didn't want the entire album, you can download the singles. Any singles that are not on Pieces of My Soul, which that's the title of the album, there are additional singles out there that were released prior to the album being released. So any of the music for Miss Lady Blues is on the Google Play Store. If you are an Apple iPhone user, you can go on to iTunes. And then if you can't remember which one to use, you can Google Miss Lady Blues, and anything, all things Miss Lady Blues will be right there. So they can download it from there as well.
All right now. So everyone listening, you know you can call on the show and talk to Miss Lady Blues at 657-383.
Yes.
0771. And if you're shy, just keep on my channel and just listen. We still got a lot more music to play and a lot more talking on this show to do with Miss Ladies Blues. And I'm getting ready to spin Come and Get It. We're going to come and get
awesome.
It with Miss Lady Blues.
Piping hot, waiting just for you. Ooh.
Come and Get It by Miss Lady Blues. Anyone can call on the show and speak with my guest at 657-383-0771. This is Let's Jazz It Up Blog Talk Radio with Brenda Moss. Hello, Miss Lady Blues. Are you still with me?
Yes, ma'am. I'm still here.
All right. So, I would like to ask you, what is your future aspirations in the music industry? And what do you seek to accomplish? Now, I've seen that you went through a roller coaster ride for a while and how the music industry worked until you later gained interest in the business side of the music industry and you started learning and noticing the politics that go along with most genres in the industry. So you said you decided to take a different approach. And what I'm asking you, what are your future aspirations in the music industry? What is your different approach about it?
Well, the one thing I learned from dealing with major labels and brokering deals for publishing and production and things of that nature is that I know that I always want to remain an independent artist where I have the control to be who I want to be as an artist. I think once you involve companies and other people where you're creativity is jeopardized and you may have a problem. So for me, I like the freedom to be able to choose the songs that I write and the tracks that I want to sing to. So I want to remain independent, and I do want to travel, and I want to spread my music not just here in the United States, in other countries where they can share and enjoy these stories that we are enjoying here. We do have some things. Melody, again, has been very instrumental in soliciting companies to allow her to send the music and the electronic press kits and things like that so that they can listen to the music, start playing the music, and hopefully at some point invite us to come over and share what we have to offer. We're also looking at soundtracks for movies, commercials. So there are a lot of things that we're able to do with this music as far as placements and where we put it so that we can share it with the world. So I'm very open for opportunities. I don't want to place any limitations on it. I want to have it go as far as it can, and I want to be right there enjoying whatever that ride is moving forward. But I definitely want to remain independent.
Okay. All right. Okay. So I'd like to ask, what is your website information? You have a website, and what social sites are you on for our fans and listeners out there can follow you?
Okay, yes. The website is my stage name, which is www.missladyblues.com, and that is MissLadyBlues, missladyblues.com. There is a link there for shows, any of the music that they want to buy. They can definitely access that information there. But as far as social media, I am on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, all of the social media sites. And generally, it's easier if they just Google Miss Lady Blues and any social media site will come up. If Facebook is your fix, then I'm there. Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, all of those sites. I am on those sites, Miss Lady Blues.
All right. Now, there are others that are tweeting me, wanting to ask you, what are your favorite artists that inspired you to sing the blues? And can you name a few? And were there any other groups that you performed with?
Well, as far as inspiration, growing up in my household, my father and his siblings were all, musicians, singers. They had their own small groups growing up. They were in bands. They played in the church. And so we had a variety of music that we listened to in my home. Mostly it was gospel back in the day, and then it kind of went over into a mesh of blues and then, soul, funk, and R&B. But growing up, generally my mother, if she was playing anything, it would be mostly what was considered at that time R&B. You might hear Betty Wright, you know, Al Green and those type artists. But as far as blues goes, I had a few people in my family that would love to listen to Johnny Taylor, Willie Clayton, just different artists who were relevant at the time. But as far as the artists that I gravitated to once I started recognizing what was happening with soul music, blues, as it was kind of being fused as to what they're calling now Southern soul and soul music, I started to listen to the Miss Jodies and Peggy Scott Adams and those artists that have songs that have been, you know, for a while relevant. So a lot of those artists I started out listening to. I still do today, but as far as like the singing style or the music that I do, I try to stay as close to myself, like having an identity where when you hear a song, eventually you're like, okay, that's Miss Lady Blues right there.
Yeah.
But, you know, I have a few influences because I have some people will listen to a song and they're like, oh, you sound kind of like Jennifer Hudson on that song, because all of my songs are not out there, but people
are
closest to me. Yeah, so it's kind of a mess. But I love all types of music. I write all styles of music. I don't sing all of them, of course, but even down to country, I love some country music, and I've written a couple of those too. So, you know, there's a lot of influences in there, but mostly it started out, like I said, with the Betty Wrights and Al Greens, and it kind of went over into what they do now at Southern Soul, the artists that are relevant now, so have a lot of influences. But as far as groups, I haven't been in a group as Miss Lady Blues, but I do have a partner that is very close to me, a near and dear friend, Columbus Toy. We, when I started out 4 years ago, I met him about 3 months after I started singing, and he has been along the way for the entire ride, kind of motivating me, encouraging me to, you know, continue to keep pushing. Because at points, a lot of people don't understand, it's very easy out here if you don't have constant motivation to get discouraged and to ultimately quit. And so when you have great people around you that support you and have been in the business for a long time, they can kind of give you some guidance and give you tips on how to keep your head together and stay focused. So as we moved around and we were able to share some of the same stages, we decided about a year and a half ago to put a package together where we offer him, we offer me under the Black Velvet Duo. So we're not a group per se, but we do sell ourselves, so to speak, as a package deal where he can be there for the ladies and I can cover the guys and we can, like, meet in the middle. So, you know, that was our plan. It's been going well, so we've been sticking with that. But that's my ride or die partner. He's been there for day one, you know, and so that's been a good ride for us. So that's what I'm doing now. I'm working with him, and we are moving around and spreading the music.
All right. That sounds good. That sounds good. We're going to spin another one of your songs. I'm going to ask your request. What song is your favorite that you have created that you would like for me to play?
Well, you know, it's funny because I don't actually have one that's usually considered a favorite, but I guess my favorite right now, because I just did the song, hopefully you have it, my latest Party Tonight, because it's upbeat, I like to dance, and so Party Tonight right now is my favorite song.
All right, I'm going to send it for Miss Lady Blues, Party Tonight, y'all. Stay tuned, we'll be back.
Way to the dance floor.
Let's go.
okay. Round up my girls, we head to the flow. Y'all, so you know the hit song.
Tonight by Miss Lady Blues. Ooh, wee, that one had me moving in the chair.
I love that song. It's the energy. I just love it.
Yes, it does. And thank you for that. Thank you. That is a fun song. Get your blood boiling. Oh, my goodness. So, have you received any awards yet or any award receiving shows about your music?
Well, we have attended award shows, but I haven't received any award shows regarding the music. The genre that we are a part of, Southern Soul, is relatively new. It is not something that is even recognized, even when you look at the major platforms like Grammys and so forth. It's a situation where when we mention the type of music, the style of music that we do, as artists right now, they're like, well, what is that? And so you try to explain to them, it's kind of like R&B mixed with a bluesy feel, and it's just what it is. To me, it's just soulful music your way. But not yet. I haven't, but I'm still working, and I'm still releasing songs and still going out, building a fan base and connecting with the fans, because for me, that's where the reward is. When somebody tells me, oh, that's my jam, and they're wearing the Miss Lady Blues wristband, or they have a shot glass or a T-shirt that I have given to them or a grab bag, that to me is the reward. It's okay to be recognized by the masses, but the fans are truly the heartbeat of our careers. So I like to always keep that in mind, and everything that I do, I have to keep that, you know, as a main focus. So that's the reward for me. But as far as being actually presented with an award, not yet, but it's still early because I'm considered to be young in this part of the game because I've only been doing this 4 years. So many people have been doing this for way longer than me, and they're still waiting to be, you know, recognized. But it's just rewarding for me to be able to share my stories my way and connect with the fans and get love from them and give it right back to them. So I'm good with that.
I love that love that you're pushing out there. I love it. You got to come
Thank
to my
you.
Little town. I'm down here in Evansville,
yes.
Indiana. So how
okay.
How far is that? How many hours is that? How far? Oh, you in Atlanta? You're in Atlanta, Georgia, right? Okay.
I am. Okay. Yes, I am. I'm not sure exactly what the distance is, but I know it can't be any further than places in Texas that I've gone to from Atlanta, which are 10 to 11 hours away. We ride, we fly, we go. We just do what we need to do. When it's opportunities and we're able to go, we just go. So a lot of times I don't even consider the distance as I do the opportunity. It depends on what it is, where it is, and then we just go. So,
okay.
You know, well, if it's over 7 hours, we definitely fly. But other than that, we make a means to get there. So I would love to come there and share some live love and music and all that stuff. So, yeah.
Well, let me know. I'll pick a club venue for you to perform, and we'll go over the details of that. Just let me know whenever you want to come down here to my city. And
awesome.
I would like to know, have you done any community projects in your community down there in Atlanta as far as schools or children or families or anything like that?
Yes, I actually have a nonprofit organization. It's called Doing Good in Your Neighborhood. I actually have a website for it. It's www.doinggoodinyourneighborhood.com. I started that organization actually before I became Miss Lady Blues, and it was a very long process to get everything set up as a 501c nonprofit organization. They took me through a lot, but it was worth it. So I kind of stuck in there and, and did everything they required me to do. And about 3 years or so ago, I finally got that particular part of the tax-exempt status to try to get some assistance for a lot of the programs that I'm developing, one being a GED program for individuals who had circumstances where they didn't receive their diploma. I wanted to be able to offer something to them where the only investment I wanted from them is their time and attention to take it seriously to get this, you know, accomplishment at no cost to them. So that's a work in progress, but we do go out to feed the homeless, and we do drives for clothing, blankets, socks, and coats during the winter when the seasons change. And now in Atlanta, I'm very upset about it, and I'm actually putting something together because I have to be vocal about the fact that they're now trying to make us pay for permits just to feed the homeless. Some things are just not going to be accepted. Yes, it is awful. I'm very disturbed. I'm very upset about it. I'm actually enraged because it's not fair. I'm taking my money that I work for and my family, my friends are investing in giving back to people who cannot afford to just feed themselves. It's not fair that you as a state come in and tax us because we're trying to help and no one else is doing it. So I today actually started talking with my partner, and I was like, I don't know what's going to happen once I start this fire, but I'm going to do it because at the end of the day, not to say anything is to just be in cahoots with it. That's saying you're in agreement with what's happening, and I'm not. So I do a lot of things in the community, you know, but I have to do all of it strategically, and it has to be timed perfectly because I have to set aside a personal budget to go into my organization, or I have family and friends to donate because they know it's a tax, you know, a tax deductible donation from them. But I have programs that I need to implement, and I've drafted everything, and I have companies that I'm going to solicit, but everything has to be, you know, presented properly in order for people to take it seriously. But they can find out more details at www.doinggoodinyourneighborhood.com. I love it. I love people, and I love giving back, even if it's just a positive word or something to pick them up. I've always wanted to do this. And so every piece of me goes into all the things that make other people happy. So that's part of it. So, yeah, I'm glad you asked about that because I don't talk about it a lot in my music interviews because we kind of stay on a certain path, but it all goes together for me because I meet a lot of people in this music business as fans and so forth that are hurting, that need things that I can give them freely. And I like doing that. So thank you.
Wow, definitely. Thank you. Everyone, you heard that. Doing good in your neighborhood. her website and out there to help people without. And that is not fair. That is not fair.
No.
That, you know, but I hope there is someone that is listening there to be able to help you on this issue. And thank you for all you put in, Miss Lady Blues. And don't give up and keep doing that, because there are people looking for that type of help. And I also want to ask you, do you have any new projects that are coming up? Any other kind of project, any event, or some other new music that you're working on maybe?
Yes, I am working on new music, and I know a lot of people, especially close to me, they're like, you're still recording, you just released an album. I feel like creativity flows, kind of like a faucet. Some things that happen with me, it just happens organically, and I can't hold it. It's kind of like when you fill up a jar, and if you keep trying to hold it, it explodes. So for me, as things are coming to me, I have to get it out. And so creatively, a lot of those moments happen. I have 3 songs now that are just burning on the inside to be recorded, but my producer is in Mobile, Alabama, so I schedule time to go in with him to, you know, to knock the songs out. And a lot of times we may not release the songs immediately. It just depends on a feeling that I get. If I feel like it's something that can't wait and it needs to go, then I put it out there. And what I do with my music is not a traditional way of doing music or pushing music or promoting music from the world that I came from with the labels. You took one song and you worked it until it couldn't work anymore, and then you came with another song. But for me, in my life, the way I live my life, I love options, I love variety, and I like feeling like I'm free to choose. So I don't like having your fans wait forever for you to do the next album or project. They can choose if they want one song or 20. They're all out there. So I do have those songs that I'm working to record. As far as show dates and things of that nature, we do have some things coming up. We'll be going throughout the Southeast. We are pretty much from January to March on a promotional tour where we're doing in studio interviews with radio stations. A lot of the FM stations throughout the Southeast are doing interviews with us. We're co-hosting with them throughout the month of January in like Meridian and Jackson, Mississippi, parts of Florida, parts of Alabama. We have shows coming up as well. The first week in February in Pensacola, Florida, at a club called the 2020 Club on the 3rd of February. We have some other events scheduled. So the calendars for all of the events, if they go to my website, www.missladyblues.com, to the calendar link, they can click there and they'll see all of the dates that we filled in so far. They do get filled in weekly because we have calls that come in daily, and as those contracts are signed, we put the dates on the calendar. So they can keep up with everything we're doing pretty much on that calendar.
That's good. That's real good. That is so good. So do you want to mention and announce any upcoming events where you're going to be performing?
Well, so far, I know that we have club appearances on the 13th, which is next Saturday, in Jackson, Mississippi. We're not sure about performances. We're still talking with club owners there. So it's not technically a show. We're doing, you know, appearances there, signing autographs, and we have, you know, the marketing materials and merchandise because we have those in studio interviews there. Now, as far as performances towards the end of the month, we're working on some things in Memphis, Tennessee for the 27th of January. We have not confirmed exactly what the location will be, and that information will be updated as soon as we have it on the calendar.
Right.
So because it's the first week in January, anything that was not booked last year for 2018 is being filled in daily, and then it's being added weekly. So right now, those dates are coming in, and we'll be traveling mostly throughout the Southeast because that's where the calls are coming from right now, between Louisiana, Arkansas, Texas, and the Carolinas, Alabama, and Florida. So if they want to keep up to date of how we're filling those in, they'll see all of that information there. And, of course, on our social media pages, we like to put the flyers up as we have them and make those announcements. Again, Melody Hudson has been extremely instrumental in getting information to us and putting information out for us. We really, really appreciate all that she does, because without her help, it would be very hard with everything else that we have to do. So we appreciate that as well.
All right. You hear that, folks? All around the world, you can call on the show to speak with Miss Lady Blues if you have any questions that I have not already asked her at 657-383-0771. I am Brenda Moss, your host with the most. I am getting ready to spin another one of your tracks, Miss Lady Blues. This one's called Like You Used To.
Okay, that's the original.
All right. Can you give us a little story behind it a little bit?
Yes. When I decided to do this, I was playing around one day singing, and I was talking to my family members. I was like, you know how you feel like you're in this relationship and people kind of take you for granted. They don't do all the things they used to do. You know, you think about how they used to hold you. They don't do this anymore. And so that's kind of where it came from. And so I'm like, okay, I'm going to write a song about it. So, yeah, it was one of those things.
All right. You stay right there. We our show is almost over. Just have a couple more questions before we end the showcase. But everyone stay tuned and listen to this track Like You Used To.
Miss Lady Blues.
Any of your supporters that supported you on your music journey, you are welcome to shout it out right now, Miss Lady Blues.
Okay, yes, definitely. Again, I would definitely like to acknowledge the fact that the reason I'm able to complete my music the way that I am, my producer is awesome. He definitely gets me musically, and he gives us what we have today, a piece of it musically, and that's Ronald Ron G. Suggs Jr. out of Mobile, Alabama. My family has been instrumental from day one. They supported everything I've done. They've invested their time, energy, and support the entire way, along with, as I stated, Melody Hudson. She has been very instrumental over the past couple of years, on and off doing a variety of things to help push the music forward. Any radio station, DJ, fan, anyone who has ever told anyone about Miss Lady Blues, downloaded a single, purchased merchandise, gave me a hug, took a picture, and did anything to add to what I have now to give back, I want to say I truly appreciate it. I thank you, and I love y'all for that. And also my partner again, Mr. Columbus Toy, for being there throughout the entire journey. And then for you, Ms. Moss, for allowing me the opportunity to share my story, my music, and my journey that I have experienced so far. It's a great opportunity. I love to be able to tell fans and listeners from my perspective, my point of view about me and my journey. So I truly, truly thank you for having me and spending this time with me.
Oh, wow. You're welcome, my queen. You're welcome. And thank you for your participation. I had a lot of fun. You're like a girl next door, a sister I can run to, you know?
Right.
And you put it in melody. It's so amazing of you. Keep doing what you're doing, and you're always welcome to come back on the show. I hope to hear from you on your new music. Also, I want to ask you the last question at the end of the showcase. This is what I ask all my guests. What are your words of wisdom? Any advice you want to give to those that want to experience a musical journey as you? Do you have any words of wisdom to give out?
I do, actually. And I mean, it's not even just with respect to music. It is just a simple, don't give up on you. You have enough doubters. You're going to always have naysayers, but you have to be a doer. Don't give up. Keep going. Keep pushing. It's going to get hard, but at the end of the day, you have to look in the mirror, face yourself, and say, I'm worth it. Every single time you fall down, you have to get back up and do it again. And if you do it enough times, you're going to see some results. So the main thing I'll say is just do it. Don't have any reservations. Don't have any fear. Just go ahead, and if you fail or if the attempts aren't like you anticipated, keep pushing, keep going, and you definitely will get there eventually. So that's a must. That's what I would have to say, and you know, to leave them with.
Yeah, that song, Do It, I was getting ready to play that. I was getting ready to spin that song. I like that, Do It.
Awesome.
I will play the last two tracks as programmed for this showcase. And thank you, Miss Lady Blues. You're always welcome to come back. And any of those that was too shy to call, that's all right. The show is recorded. You can play it back and listen on any details you missed out on. And Miss Lady Blues, you gave us enough detail on your upcoming event and more about yourself that we get to know more about you. Please don't be shy enough to call me. And I want to thank you again for your participation. And tell Melody Hudson thank you. She is always I'm right behind her. I can't miss out on what she's doing. So I want to thank you. Thank you. And you have a blessed evening.
Okay, you as well. And I appreciate you. And thank you again for having me, okay?
You're welcome. Thank you, everyone, for stay tuning in and listening on Let's Jazz It Up Blog Talk Radio. I am your host with the most, Brenda Moss. I will spin Do It by Miss Lady Blues. Stay tuned for more details on my channel.
Y'all, it's Miss Lady Blues coming to you again. We're going to dance this time, y'all. I think I want to do it.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. This is Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva. I want to announce all my other shows coming up all through the month of January 2018. I have Andre L. Parker. He is a musician. Stay tuned for the details on the date and time. I also have a saxophonist, Daryl Beebe. He is having new music on the chart. And also I have some authors that have came out with some new books that have appeared on my show late last year. I have A.E. Santi and some other poets and authors with their books. And also be looking for me this Sunday on bluesjazzradio.com. I am the perfect blend for them. Look for me, Lady Diva, Lady Diva Live Radio. And thank you for your support, everyone. I will be spending one more hit by Miss Lady Blues. This one's called Certified Woman. And thank you all for your support. And keep following me, Brenda Moss, Nanette, on Facebook. And thank you. Thank you for tuning in. Have a blessed evening, everyone.